Nedarim Perek Vav Mishnah Vav 6:6 Hanodim in Habasar. A person takes a neder against eating basar or the basar meat. So then muta barotu v'bekipa. So meat he can't eat, of course, but he could eat rotev, which is like gravy that comes off the meat, and kipa, that's the gel that congeals from that gravy. They're actually quite similar. Some of them are bothered by the fact that rotev and kipa seem really to be one and the same thing. So chiddush of kipa. Whatever the case is, kipa like is the congealed stuff as opposed to rotev, which is a liquid, and both those things are not included in the term habasar, and therefore a person could eat them. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda understands that since there's meat flavor, if you will, and we like tam ke'ikr, the taste is like there's actual meat particles inside the gravy. So therefore, if you say when you eat meat, that includes gravy. Now, Masav, he tries to bring a proof to his point, because he says, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, once happened, va'asar alai Rabbi Tarfun beitzim shnizba shlu imo. One time, there was a person who took a neder against eating meat, and then in his cholent pot, where of course there was meat, which he couldn't eat, he also put in some eggs, and the eggs absorbed the flavor of the meat in the cholent pot. And the shaila was, could this guy took the neder against eating meat eat even those eggs? And Reb Tarfon said, no, if the eggs were cooked with the meat, then they have absorption of the meat, and therefore they're forbidden. So you see, says Reb Yehuda, that the flavor alone of meat inside of it, those little, it's like tam ke'ikra, there's little bits of meat there, meat molecules, and therefore would be forbidden. Amrulo, the rabbis reject this. They say, listen, v'chein ha-davar, of course that's true. What Rabbi Tarfon did is correct in that scenario. But Emasai, you want to know what the scenario was? Bizman shiyomar basar ze alai. The guy said the meat in that cholent pot is forbidden to me. And therefore, of course, all the meat, including all its particles, some of which ended up inside the egg, are forbidden to him. Because we say tam ke'ikar, and some of the forbidden meat entered into the egg. But shanoder min hadavar shnis arav ba'acher. If you take a neder against something and it gets mixed up with other things like meat plus egg together, im yesh bo benos and tam. If there's enough of the remaining iser around that you can taste it, which we usually say is one in part in 60, it's still tasteable. One part in 61 is lost, but one part in 60 is tasteable. Then usher, then it's forbidden because he restricted the meat and there's meat bits, meat flavor inside the egg. But if a person says I won't eat meat. He never, as opposed to that meat, he meant meat and not eggs, even eggs that have the flavor of meat inside of it. And the same would go for gravy, rotev, as well as kipa, the gel. That's not included in the term meat, and a person wouldn't mean that when he said meat. And the fact that it has flavor meat doesn't matter because he didn't restrict this particular meat, say the chachamim.